The truth has finally been revealed. For the first time, ISIL has admitted that its militants have captured, raped, and sold Izadi Kurd women and children in a magazine attributed to the terrorist group. Thousands of Izadi Kurds were captured by ISIL militants earlier in August in Sinjar, after the terrorists raided the city, forcing some citizens to flee to the mountain. Those who could not flee were either killed or abducted by ISIL. Captured women were either sold for traffickers to work in bordellos or forced to marry ISIL members. However, children were sold across the Middle East and some to Israeli settlers. Iraqi Human Rights Ministry sent a file stating all the massacres and atrocities of ISIL against Izadis to the emergency meeting for UN Human Rights Council, which was held end of August.
Our reports and the reports of the international community and the United Nations and the resolutions of the Security Council and the Human Rights Council in its exceptional session number 22 are very obvious, and the statements of the UN assured that ISIL have been selling and forcing Izadi women to marry them.
ISIL justified its kidnapping of Izadi women and kids by saying it's part of the Sharia to take women of what they called infidels as hostages.
The Iraqi Red Cross stated earlier that ISIL militants have kidnapped and sold Izadis and called for the international organization to react. However, firm steps were not taken, unfortunately, and still till now the ISIL militants continue to commit more atrocities against peaceful citizens in Iraq.
Iraqis blame the countries and people which help and fund the ISIL terrorists for atrocities committed. Abducting, enslaving and selling are some of the many atrocities committed by ISIL militants against Izadi Kurds in Iraq. The question, however, is that whether the international community will remain silent about the Izadi suffering or not. Rehshan Saglan, Press TV, Baghdad.